Rock 107 WIRX. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Rock with Hunter.
Hey.
Hi. It's 7:47. So, Hunter, you were telling me a story which made me think of another story that I talked about this morning on my morning dump. And this is absolutely horrifying. But I want to get, I want to see what is worse. Mm-hmm. Yours or your stat or my stat?
That's pretty bad.
It is bad. So here is mine. So a recent study done out of Canada said that the average public swimming pool, I think you know where this is going. Average public public swimming pool contains up to 20 gallons of urine.
That's a lot of, that's a lot of pee, man.
20 gallons of urine.
I always dive with my mouth open too.
I'm just terrible. Saying, you think about being a kid, okay? Yeah. Think about being a kid and doing the water fountain. Just spitting water. You're just rinsing out with people's urine.
Yeah, other people's urine. You know, anytime I go to a pool and there's just like a bunch of kids in there, I'm just like, I just know.
I will not, and I have not been in a public pool. I couldn't tell you in how long. And people say, oh, you swim in the lake, you go in the river where there's a, animal stuff is different. That's
and
different.
The lake is huge.
It is huge.
You know, it kind of dissipates. It's got to, right?
Well, again, and that's the other problem with these pools, because they said hot tubs are even worse.
Yeah.
Because there's less water to dilute it.
More contained.
Yeah, exactly. But this is literally, and that's just the urine. You got to think about all the other stuff in there.
Yeah,
just people
stuff,
sweat, people spit.
Girls go in there, and you know, it's sometimes at that time, and that's just gross too. If you think about that,
that's
it's
true.
It's just
a cesspool of
I love water parks too, and I love going down those slides.
I know water parks are great, but
I think they're worse. I think the water parks are worse.
Oh God, yeah.
You got hundreds and thousands of kids just peeing in that pool.
Ugh. So gross. You know, some of those flies were in there when I got there.
Right.
So now, tell me, you had something funny happen last night, and we'll see what stat is worse.
So I'm in the bathroom last night, and the girlfriend's in there. She's in there brushing her teeth, and I'm like,
and of course, hold on. This is a perfect example of why you're just an awful human being.
Yeah.
Can't just let her brush her teeth in peace.
No.
You got to ruin it for it. What'd you say?
So I'm in there on the toilet. I'm like, you know, Amanda, you know that toothbrush you're using has poop on it. She's like, no. I'm like, yeah, you got to put it in like, you know, like a cupboard or put it under the sink.
Yeah.
Because every time you flush the toilet, it's proven that, you know, a bunch of fecal matter comes from the toilet
and
you know, lands on your toothbrush.
Yeah.
And so I Googled it last night, and the first thing that comes up says, your toothbrush likely has poop on it. Study finds. The main concern, listen to this, though. She started gagging after I started reading this. I'm like, Amanda, this is the first thing that comes up on Google. The main concern is not the presence of your own fecal matter on your toothbrush, but rather when a toothbrush is contaminated with fecal matter from somebody else. That's when she started, which contains bacteria, viruses, or parasites that are not part of your normal flora. That's what Lauren Eber said, a graduate student at University of Michigan.
Oh, my God.
Right. And so I'm like, yeah, look at my toothbrush. It's all nice tucked away in the corner in the cupboard. Yours is just filthy.
Just covered.
It's funny.
Just covered. You're like, you know our friends. You know what they've done in this bathroom.
I'm like, we had a party this weekend, Amanda. I'm like trying to think who pooped this weekend.
So we can wrap this up by saying we have a lovely day at the water park, swimming in some urine. Then we come home, brush our teeth with poop before we go to bed.
Right, stay out of pools and don't brush your teeth anymore, ladies and gentlemen.
So gross.